Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we finished verse 4. So listen as we begin chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 today.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you do have your Bibles ready. We're going to be in 1 John chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, and we're going to park here for a while. Okay, this is not just going to be a week's broadcast on these two verses. This may go on for a couple of weeks, maybe more. I do not know. But we're going to take some time looking at these verses because I think there's some very important principles that we need to see for today. So I hope that you'll have your Bible ready at 1 John chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. And have a good King James Bible, but also have pencil and paper so you can jot some notes down. Now, in addition, let me encourage you to listen to our announcer at the conclusion of each day's services. He can give you our web address as well as our physical address. Now, our physical address is in Ocala, Florida. Our web address, of course, you can go to your computer and get that. You can even email us through that, so I would encourage you to do so. Now, when I start this, I may or may not be already recording for our Q&A in December. So I really don't know if I will start in October. If I start in October, there's a chance that you can still get a question and answer in. Put the question into me, and I'll try to answer it on the radio. I will not use your name, but I will try to answer the question on the radio if I get it in time. So I'm just saying this. You may want to write us at our physical address or email us. Now, most times I will try to answer your questions, even if it doesn't get to the radio. Sometimes we have questions come in later, and we just put them off until the next year. So whichever it is, write us. We'd love to hear from you. If you just want to make a comment on how a radio message may have helped you to understand something, or may have just been used of God to speak to your heart, or maybe something you just don't like and you want to tell us that. Well, that's fine too. But whatever it is, we love to hear from our listeners, so I hope that you'll write us, and that you'll write us soon. Now, we're going to jump right into this today. We're not going to waste a lot of time, so let's get on it right now. Now, we're in the book of 1 John in our verse-by-verse study. Today, we want to start with 1 John chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. And there we read this. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, we are in a battle spiritually. We saw in verse 1 that we are to try the spirits to see whether they are of God. That is, we test them. We test them by the word of God. Verses 2 and 3 identify the sides of this spiritual warfare. That is, those who confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, and those who confess not Jesus Christ is come into the flesh. Now, by that we mean that Jesus was Almighty God come the flesh. He who dwelt in eternity past, he who is from everlasting to everlasting, that's who it's talking about, is Jesus Christ. And when it says there, confesses not that he's a God come in the flesh. Look, I have spoken with Jews, and I've got one Jew in particular, very brilliant man academically. has attained far more than I have in the fields of academic. And yet he will tell me when he reads Psalms 22 and Isaiah 53 that a person would have to be very foolish to not see that that is speaking of Jesus Christ. He will admit that openly with no reservation. However, his problem is this. He cannot accept that Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. So he would give a different terminology to that, but nonetheless, it's still true. Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. Well, a person doesn't confess that, doesn't hold to the doctrine of Christ. The Bible says he's none of his. Even if he was born in a Jew, even if he was born in a good Christian home, that is essential. And so I hope that you will understand that and believe that yourself. Now, we also read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. In other words, these spirits are such that they make us think they are God, or they are of God. They use the weaponry of deceit. Ours is to be different. It ought to be a seeable difference. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, it says this, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That tells me we need to have things right in our mind, even your thought life. Isn't it interesting that in Malachi, the fourth chapter, the third and fourth chapter there, as he talks about last things, and he says that when the Lord makes up his jewels, the idea of a very precious treasure, you'll be one of those precious treasures for him, for those that think on his name, we're told. Just think. Thinking on his name, letting it affect your life, the way you live, the way you act. And we need to learn how to bring our thoughts into captivity to the obedience, obeying him in all things. Even when it goes against our fleshly grain, obey him. Now, how do you tell the difference when one is so deceitful and they want you to think they are on your team? Have you ever had someone ask about twins? How to tell them difference? How they're identical twins, and yet you say, you know, there's different. You just don't know how to tell them apart. Well, in spiritual things, we want to be able to, by faith, identify a seeable difference, just like they'd say, well, if you look at this twin, he has a mark here. That twin has this on his ear. And so they have ways of identifying the twins, but you've got to be able to identify the difference between a spirit that parades as an angel of light and the real spirit. And that's the essence of verses 5 and 6. One of the things I've tried to encourage people to do over the years is this. Ask the Lord to reveal himself to you in his word. You get in his word daily. Study his word daily. Think on his word daily. Meditate in it and try to understand the person, the very person of our Lord. Just get to know him in an intimate way. You know, I got married almost 50 years ago. And boy, I thought I knew this girl then, but you know, I know her so much better now, and I love her so much more. So I would say to that is that there are now things that I know, even if we've not discussed it before, I know there are things that would not please her at all. There are other things that would be very pleasing to her. So I know that by the knowing of her person. Well, get to know the person of the Lord, to know his holiness and his righteousness so well that when Satan tries to wrest the scriptures just enough to say, well, this is what the scripture says, but the application is wrong. But boy, he makes it look and sound so right and so real. You can usually tell the difference. You're saying God is holy. He's altogether holy. He is true holiness and righteousness. And therefore, what they're proposing and what they're saying does not measure up to the true holiness and righteousness of God. And sometimes it's that before you even learn the scriptures that would be involved in that. So you want to get to know the person of our Lord, and that just takes time and delving in deeply into the Word of God. Now, having said that, we want to see the seeable difference, and that is expressed for us here in these verses. So let's go with that in mind to verses 5 and 6. You know, verse 5 says, the religious spirits, and he's talking about that, the religious spirits that are not of God. And in 1 John chapter 4, in verse 5, he says, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Now, these are religious spirits, but they're not righteous spirits. They're fallen spirits, but nonetheless religious, and they're like those in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 through 15, that are parading themselves as angels of light. And so they are identified, however, by the abundance of their speech. Jesus said, of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you keep that in mind in the topics of people's conversation. They're going to speak out of the abundance of the heart. Now let's just think about a few things when we get to that point. Because you have people that are doing things in churches today that I'm old enough that I remember that would have been blasphemy. And I still think it is blasphemy. Things that are said, music, the dancing, the dress, everything else just tells me these people do not understand the holiness of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.